Say big at Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Hey, and welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you very much for hanging out. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. Team up with excellence. I am looking forward to some more cool Remy Martin events for the rest of this summer, like the one that they had earlier to kind of kick things off. It's going to be so fun. I love everything that they're doing. Shout out to my guy, Kyle, Cognac Kyle. You need to follow him if you want to learn more about Cognac and the great stuff that Remy Martin is doing this summer and spring. And when the next event comes up, I'll let you know. I know it's been a while since I've put out a video. I've been working on other stuff, like getting my contract at The Score done. It's done. I did a audio only. So if you're on Spotify or if you're on Apple, you may have heard it or saw it. But if you're a YouTuber and you wanted to get into the weeds on negotiations and contracts and dealing with agents and that sort of thing, go on over to House of L, search House of L on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. And you can check out the episode, Let's Make a Deal, because I talked about everything that went into me making my deal, including that I'm going to spend some more time out in the field over the next year. And the first trip that I took was to NBA Summer League. So that episode is up as well, audio only. I'm trying to kind of keep this only Bears because apparently that's the only thing that the algorithm hears is me talking about the Chicago Bears. While I was in Vegas, I got the information that Ryan Poles got his extension and now he is matched up with Ben Johnson. I think that it's easy, which doesn't mean that it's wrong. I think it's easy to look at Ryan Poles' record as head coach. As general manager of the Bears and say, what has he done to earn an extension? I understand anyone whose point of view is that. As you may know, I am not the biggest fan of what Ryan Poles has done, but here's where I'm at. And if you're where I'm at, cool. If not, that's cool too. You can leave your thoughts inside the comments. My thing is, there was a lot of bad in what we hope was the beginning of the learning process for Ryan Poles as a general manager. There were clearly some favors that were done for his agent, Trace Armstrong. There was a shotgun marriage with Matt Eberflus, which seemed to be a huge mistake. And I think the biggest mistake of Ryan Poles' career, and we can talk about, you know, Velus Jones or Karan Amagaji or whoever else, like players, that's not it. To me, the biggest mistake of his tenure was at the end of training camp last year when things were clearly not right and he didn't make them right. Shane Waldron was not qualified for the gig and players knew it. Coaches knew it, and to an extent, Ryan Poles knew it. He said that there were things that weren't right and weren't corrected. And then you end up having a cascade effect of the offense being bad. You have Eberflus looking silly. You have the nightmare of the Washington game and the losing streak that follows that. I was watching quarterback, and the first episode of this season is a little slow, but the rest of it, I think, is really good. And they had Kirk Cousins and Jared Goff on there and Joe Burrow, who, if he isn't already your favorite non-Bear, he should be on a list of favorite non-Bears. Dope dude, man. seems to really understand it from all aspects, which is difficult. But I was watching and Jared Goff was talking about how tough the NFC North division was. And this was in, I think, week seven. And he was right. And you forget about how, like, the Bears were 4-2 and everything felt great. And then that Washington game happens. And then everything goes downhill from there. I was in Arizona, and I remember how that locker room felt. And it felt like a losing team. It felt awful. All of that to say, if you go back to the beginning of the season in training camp, that to me is where Ryan Poles' biggest failure was, in not identifying the problem and then fixing it. Even if it was something that you did in hiring Shane Waldron, I don't know on whose recommendation, but you did it, and it would seem like that was something that you should probably fix. And they didn't. And they just kind of let it go all the way through that Thanksgiving game. And that's when you start to see them make changes. And that's when Matt Eberflus is fired. So to me, that's a demarcation line, right? That the firing of Matt Eberflus and then what's happened since then. I do think that he should be held accountable. But I think that that accountability manifested itself in the process of hiring that went on afterwards.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I haven't had this really confirmed by anyone. I just think that it logically, you can tell that Kevin Warren played a bigger role in the process of hiring that went on. It wasn't haphazard. It wasn't sloppy. It wasn't do someone a favor. They identified the coach that they want. They allowed other people to come in and maybe wow them. They went out and got the guy that everyone wanted. So to me, matching Poles up with Johnson makes a ton of sense. And I'm trying not to sweat it's not like there's a salary cap on people in your organization. So fine. You want to marry this decision to that decision? Great. I'm going to try this year to look at this as just where things stand right now. I really like the Ben Johnson hire. I don't know if it's going to work, but I like it. I like that they now have someone to help grow Caleb Williams as a quarterback. And I got to tell you, and again, I'm not getting paid by Netflix. I wish I was, but I'm not. Quarterback is really interesting because there's a couple of things inside of there. One, you can see all of the different things that Jared Goff does to get ready for a game. And even as a veteran guy now, even though I think he's still not quite 30, Caleb needs to get to that level. And you can see that Ben Johnson throws a lot at his quarterbacks, gives them a lot of responsibility. They've got to earn that responsibility. So that excites me because that's kind of what this is about. Ryan Poles drafts Caleb Williams and he brings in Ben Johnson. If it doesn't work, extension or no extension, if 2 years from now we're sitting here going, wow, the Bears still haven't made the playoffs, everybody fired, you know, like everyone's going to move on. So to me, whatever the dead years are in Ryan Poles' contract don't matter that much to me, especially now that the Bears have broken the precedent of firing people during a season. that they're acting as if they are a big boy organization. So now you look at the draft this year, and that draft seemed to be heavily influenced by Ben Johnson, which to me is a good thing. Because I still don't think that Poles is a great evaluator of talent. There's some hits here and there. And look, one of the videos I put out last month, I was talking about Tyreek Stevenson. I think he's going to be a breakout player this year. I think there is going to be a lot of redemption for him because of this defense that Dennis Allen is bringing to the Bears. Overall, though, to me, all of this makes sense to do. You get it done and you say, Vaya con Dios. Like, let's see how Ben Johnson makes it work. And so far, it looks like the partnership with him and Ryan Poles has been a strong one. So let's play it out. I'm okay with playing it out for a little while longer. Let's see what type of improvements Caleb Williams makes from year one to year two, now with a consistent voice inside of his head. One that we know can coach offense. We don't know if Ben Johnson knows how to coach a team, but we know he knows how to coach offense. So do we get the best version of Caleb Williams? And if we do, then everyone's happy and nobody cares how long Ryan Poles' deal is. No one cares. If things go badly in year one, we'll chalk it up to a first-year head coach. If they go badly in year two, now everybody, we're looking askance at everyone and saying, that's interesting. But I'm in a place where I'm all right to let it ride a little bit on this. Like, let's see what happens. Let's see where this goes. You knew that Ryan Poles was going to be here this year anyway, right? So now that he's got his guy in position, and there's no questions about that. There's no questions of, did he do someone a favor? Did this agent take advantage of him? Like, there's none of that anymore. Clear eyes and full hearts. He made this decision. Ben Johnson is the coach. Caleb's your quarterback. Rome's your wide receiver. Let's go. And let's see what happens next. So I'm not going to hold you. I saw the extension and my reaction to it was, okay. Like, it wasn't some, that is the worst thing that's ever happened. Like, I just don't feel that way. I feel like we have to kind of, I don't think that we have to forget, but I think that we have to look at this as a different part of Ryan Poles' tenure. And over the next 2 years, if things don't go very well, then we all legitimately got beef, because then you can add this portion of his career to the previous portion of his career and go, no, this was a big mistake. But I'm all for letting some of this stuff play out. And I'm excited to see what Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams are going to do. That's it. That's all I got. You can check out the radio show 2-6 on the Score. There's all sorts of audio only episodes on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. So go over there and check it out if you're interested. And we'll kind of just keep the Bears stuff over here, because that's what you guys are drawn to on the YouTube side. But we appreciate your support. I hope that everything is going well, and I will talk to you next time. You know how we do. Peace.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.